Gooks of Hazzard Show.
Good play.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
What's he staring at?
The Skooks of Hazzard
Show. Flash.
I think that's my favorite sound, too. The kaplash at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's a good sound effect. How's everybody doing? This is the Skooks of Hazzard Show, episode number 51. This is a very monumental number episode. I mean, this is really not going to hold up to last week's show.
No, it's going to be odd.
It's going to be, yeah, it's not going to be as funny.
So don't have any hopes in this one.
Don't have any kind of expectations for us today.
Lowered expectations.
So we got a lot of stuff to get to today.
Miraculously. Not that I believe in Miracle Whip.
I have another song from Chuck. This one is 7 minutes long.
Oh, Jesus. Seriously?
No.
I feel like shitting.
No. I'm kidding. Okay. We do not have any songs by Chuck this week. We do have...
Oh, are you pretty much insinuating that he's alive?
Well, yeah. I mean, has he ever... He always makes it.
One of these days, it's going to stick.
One of these days, he might just do himself in.
Yeah.
We do have this. I'll play this. Herbert Allen sent us a clip in.
Herbert Allen, yes, I remember him from...
Thanking us.
Oh.
You remember him?
I do, yeah. He was the guy with the marmalade.
The marmalade. And then the peanuts.
Yeah.
The nuts. He's just saying thank you to us for... I guess he's been out of work for a while.
Hello, everybody. This is Herbert D. Allen. And I would like to personally thank the guys at the Skooks of Hazzard Show.
Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, there's that music again.
We're playing one of my clips.
Okay. You're welcome.
It's been hard for me lately. Okay. I lost my job.
That's terrible.
Like 20 years ago.
Oh, well, come on. That's just ridiculous.
I used to be a porn star. Now I'm out of a job.
Oh.
And
it hasn't worked in 20 years.
Just looking for some work.
That sounds hard up.
And I do mean any kind of work.
I think I know what that means.
Yeah, probably.
And
like
before I forget, I would like to personally thank the Mouse Brigades.
Well,
they're not together anymore.
Yeah, we heard they broke up.
It's not often that a band names themselves off of a really popular movie.
What?
And that's the one I starred in back in 1981.
Oh, he was in a porno called Mouse Brigade.
That movie to the Grammys one year.
They submitted to the Grammys.
Yeah.
They had to turn us down.
I guess so.
Because all the sucking fucking going on.
Well, I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but the Grammys are for music, not for movies.
Maybe, I didn't know that.
That might have something to do with the fact that they turned you down.
Yeah.
You're not going to win a Grammy when there's a lot of penis.
Well, I guess
involved.
We could somehow use the tapes that we have of Mouth Brigade and submit them to the Grammys.
We should.
And see if we can get them, put on various movies.
Yeah.
Like the upcoming Star Wars film.
Titanic 2.
Daniel Corey, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Those are good songs.
Yeah, I mean, Mouth Brigade, well, I do have that one clip of them doing No Diggity. It's pretty,
pretty good.
Raw.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm coming around.
I know, but they're done now, so the chances of us seeing them, I mean, we can only get their clips.
I wish I would have been.
Not even on the internet. We have to look on the dark web.
I wish I would have been a part of it during their heyday, and I missed it. So,
well, they
got to enjoy it post.
How did you know they used to practice in a barn?
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't.
Yeah, well, that's what they called it back in the heyday.
So maybe, Herbert Allen, he says he's looking for work. Maybe we can hire him for like a weatherman or something.
I would love that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll make contact with him and we'll see what we can do for...
Does he have like a Facebook that I could...
I don't think so, but I
mean, what am I talking about? Joshua Bryan doesn't even have one.
Yeah, you don't have one. How are you going to go check his out?
But maybe it's set to public. Just a guest user.
Yeah. So, I told, I guess word got out and through the grapevine, Chuck heard that Herbert Allen was on the show. And I guess he got jealous.
It's just like a friend of a friend thing.
Well, I don't know how he heard it, actually, but I guess, you know, there was a leak in our think tank, and the word got out to Chuck that we were going to play a Herbert Allen clip, and he sent this in about Herbert.
Hey, guys, just Chuck here. I wanted to say something about this whole Herbert Allen thing. Okay, Herbert, you just don't waltz in here and get your clips played, okay? There's a fucking process you go through.
He sounds mad.
It took me a long time to get on this fucking show. And if you think I'm fucking kidding,
he's upset.
I will punch you right in your face, motherfucker, okay?
Wow.
It'll be a hard punch.
Wow.
Bastard.
I have never heard Chuck this upset.
Yeah, he sounded pretty
There's
bummed,
anger
yeah.
in his voice. There is a lot of anger in his voice. He sent another one. Hold on.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He only sent
hey
two.
Hey, guys. It's just Chuck.
Oh, okay.
I
we know.
I wanted to let you know that I've calmed down.
Well, that's good.
Okay? I'm not going to do anything irrational.
That's
Sorry,
good.
Herbert, that I yelled at you.
Well, that's
okay?
nice of
Life
Chuck.
Life is going good now. I'm dead free.
Dead
My
free.
Ejaculate is finally white again.
Oh, wow.
And wait, hold up. What's in this box? Oh, there's that clock I've been looking for.
Oh, what? Oh, no. Chuck accidentally blew himself up, Josh.
Oh, kaplash.
That's terrible. He said his ejaculate is finally white again.
Thank God.
What does that even mean?
Well, I've seen them red.
Have you ever seen a different color of ejaculate?
Well, red.
Is finally white.
I mean, the one time I was riding my motorcycle and I was trying to impress somebody by revving it. And then right. I didn't realize that the woman in front of me had stopped
yeah.
at the railroad tracks
yeah.
to admire.
To admire the train?
Yeah, so then I like just braked really fast. I hit the back bumper and
yeah.
Crushed my sack on the fucking tank, like the gas tank of the bike.
Sure.
I slid right up. I was in so much pain. I went home and I beat off just to make sure that
everything
like,
was working right.
Yeah, and there was a little blood. It was like pink semen.
Oh, that's where that story was going.
So I know what you're talking about, Chuck.
I want to hear Chuck get blown up again.
What I've been looking for.
Oh, that sounded painful.
It did.
I wonder if he's okay.
Hmm.
Should we do news now?
I hope someday he dies like by a lightsaber or something. Like he falls on it. Maybe
oh
someday.
Oh my God,
Let's Chuck! If you're listening, I'd love to hear you die that way.
It's time for news.
Now, new things you need know about.
New things you need to know about. Brought to you by. I don't know.
Abdos.
Abdos Furniture. Should we play it?
Yeah.
Abdos.
Yeah, we're in the search for sponsors, people.
Yeah.
We'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, we're looking. We've lost all our sponsors up to this point.
In the news, this is national news, people. I stuck with the nation this week.
Yeah, America.
So out in Michigan, Petoskey. Authorities say a man...
That's the name of the town?
Yes.
Petoskey?
Petoskey. It's a beach right there in Michigan. You know how, like, right on the Atlantic Ocean.
We're going to Petoskey Beach.
We're going to Petoskey. Let's go check this shit out. Get your petos wet.
That's an awful name.
Yeah. Well, anyway, authorities say a man has been arrested.
Yep.
After being spotted chasing seagulls while naked on the popular northern Michigan beach.
Uh-huh.
State police troopers responded, and fucking witnesses reported seeing the 22-year-old Ann Arbor man chasing the birds. And then they told police he ran into the paved parking lot and jumped into it as if he were diving into water. Police say the man may have consumed LSD earlier in the day. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. He got jailed pending, for disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and indecent exposure. So,
yeah. Boy, when somebody asks, what are you in for?
Oh, I just love those seagulls. Well, technically, they're not seagulls. They're lakegulls.
Oh, Bagels.
Yeah, and then the ones down in...
They're in the same family as the Lamborg.
And then the Bagels, they're the ones that are out in San Francisco.
Right.
That's
another weird one. There's a lot more here. I was thumbing through this, the Huffington Post website.
Okay.
Lots of strange stuff on here.
Yeah.
I mean, just the headlines in general. Police investigating third severed human foot found in park.
Oh, shit. Really?
I found another one, Captain. I keep finding these feet.
And they're so dirty.
That's just such an odd title for a headline.
Yeah, it's not worth reading, though.
Woman leaves dog in car.
We could speculate wildly.
You could. All day. Woman leaves dog in car, dog crashes into the supermarket.
Remember Toons is the driving cat on SNL?
Oh, yes.
That was a lot of fun.
Phil Hartman was in that, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
that was
his cat.
Yeah, it was his cat, the bastard Toons is.
Well, you got more, right?
Yeah, I got some more.
Oh, here's it. Right. Wait, hold on. Speaking of seagulls, Brits warned of seagulls across the UK tripping on acid.
What? That's a different one. All right, read that one.
You want to read this one?
No, you can.
Well, let me click on it here. Here we go. Britons have been warned to stay alert during to an unusual number of seagulls tripping on acid after eating flying ants. Experts. I guess flying ants have... some sort of...
They contain formic acid.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I guess this is some kind of psilocybic acid. Yeah. Whatever the word is.
Hallucinogenic.
Whatever. Experts say that this week's hot weather has caused a mass emergence of the insects, which seagulls like to eat, despite it affecting their cognitive behavior.
Oh, my God.
How'd you like to get attacked by a seagull tripping on acid?
Right. He's just going after your fries. Like, oh, man, they are colorful, man. I'm gonna put them in my beak.
Rainbow fries. What do you got? Your next story?
It's a double rainbow fries.
Go ahead.
There's a lot
of stories about seagulls. Here's another one. Well, okay, go ahead with yours.
All right, this one is also in Michigan. This is a Detroit restaurant is under fire for a sexually suggestive message on their uniforms.
Okay, and all what right. did it say?
So, which, you know, I kind of want to talk about, like, Hooters, and then there's the Tilted Kilt and stuff, where they... Kind of a little bit objectify women.
Yeah.
I
hate those places.
Yeah, but
strip clubs, never go to them.
All right, this one is kind of weird, though. It's called Shawarma.
Shawarma?
No, that's where they're... It's called the Bucharest Grill, okay?
Okay.
And basically, their leggings and their yoga pants, that's part of their uniform, it says... We deliver, written across the ass. It just didn't sit well with local businesswoman Gerald Sanders.
We deliver.
Yeah, we deliver.
Hand jobs on wheels.
During a recent visit, and she complained.
We'll come to your house and jerk you off.
This is what she said. She said, I visited the restaurant, and I took note that inscribed across the young lady's buttocks, there was a message that said, we deliver. And that was very sexually suggestive to me. Well, no shit.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing with that. Like, one of the major marketing ploys that Victoria's Secret did was they wrote pink across every ass pant they had.
Did they?
For years, all
I had
you
no
see
idea.
Was pink. You know
no
what
idea.
I mean? That's when that song came out by Aerosmith.
Okay.
It's
the
favorite.
Are you making this up?
No, okay. This is absolutely true.
Well, that makes sense.
Just like anything I say. Well, anyway.
So anyway.
I mean, so how, of course.
We
but
deliver.
She doesn't have to go there.
What do they deliver? What does she think they're suggesting that they deliver? Pussy?
The food.
We deliver our pussies right to your doorstep.
No, I think it means anal sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we deliver butt sex and fries, you know?
Yeah.
They're delicious. And then you got the fucking, because we have to eat them in here because the birds outside.
The seagulls.
Tripping beaks.
Oh, shit.
Yep, tripping beaks.
Oh, my God. You got one more?
I do.
You want to hear more, a couple more of these titles?
Yeah, we can hear some of the titles.
Man who lost his trousers on drunken night out gets help from the internet. Oh, that's not funny at all. Go ahead.
I mean, no.
I thought that.
If it wasn't.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you poo on the restaurant chairs, best not to leave a review like this.
Oh, these aren't funny
That's
anymore.
That's not fucking funny at all, dude.
Go ahead.
All
you,
right, here
you
we
tell
go.
Your story, and I'll this look for one, another funny one. Go ahead.
Man's romantic message in a bottle stunt prompts littering concerns.
Oh, did he write a message in a bottle and get charged with littering?
He threw 1,000 of them into the ocean.
That's not good.
He's like, yeah, I want a little pussy, and then throws that message in a bottle. His name was Craig Sullivan. He said the Police song Message in a Bottle inspired him to cast, well, it was 2,000 bottles in the ocean.
Wow.
In hopes of reaching beaches around the world to find love after his wife died about a year and a half ago.
That's terrible.
She got eaten by birds.
But you gotta grieve a little less cleaner.
So,
you know?
Well, here's the fucked up thing. They arrested him for mm-hmm. something the police told him to do.
Yeah, it's very ironic.
Yes, it's... Now, maybe... Oh, here's what happened. His wife was stung to death. Yeah, so Sting was involved in that, too. Sounds like a big conspiracy
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, I think so.
That was over in the UK. So
here's
that
one,
was
here's one from the
news.
UK. No, stone sheep aren't going on a psychotic rampage through a Welsh village.
Yes, yes. Let's read that one.
And on that note, do you want to go on break?
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Then
I just wanted those people in that Welsh village to know that they have no fear of psychotic sheep
we know about
rampaging their village.
Yeah.
So
just us knowing about it protects them.
All our listeners in Welsh, you're welcome. Okay?
Wales, you mean?
Yes. The country of Welsh.
Yeah, the country of Welsh.
Where Welsh people live.
Yep, where Wales people live.
Is that Wales?
Yeah, Wales.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, you're welcome. And we'll be right back with more Skooks of Hazzard Show. Listen to this song.
I'm quite
All right, everybody, we are back with more Scoops of Hazzard show.
Second segment, you won't believe what's coming up.
Primus, that was Primus.
Yeah, we
What
like
was
Primus.
That song called?
LSV.
Lee Van Cleef.
Yeah, Lee Van Cleef.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
We got a new segment we're going to do. This is going to be fun, right?
I believe so.
All our segments are fun. This one's called The Reviews Are In. Should we play the song first or explain it first?
We always play the song first.
We'll play the song first.
You know, then I explain it, you play it again.
Right. I played several times. That's nice minstrel music.
Come listen up. Reviews are in. We're going to say them to you.
Is that you?
I'll play them and I'll fiddle and I'll shit and I'll spittle. Come on down now. The reviews are in.
That sounds like you a little bit.
It was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
When did you find time to do that?
I, you know, came here with that one.
Okay. So go ahead, explain the reviews are in game.
All right. Basically, it's not really a game. It's just there's these reviews out there. I came up with this this idea that I believe Amazon is a drug dealer.
Right.
Okay. I don't know if you noticed this.
I didn't notice this.
But there are, you know, drugs that you can buy on Amazon and get them delivered in 2 days if you're a Prime member.
Okay.
So,
real hardcore street drugs.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they fuck you up, maybe. I don't know. We're going to read the reviews and see if they're actually, you know, worthy and would you have your own drug of choice.
Okay. All right.
So.
So
the first one we're going to talk about.
Yeah, and again, this is not a game.
This is not necessarily a game. No, I mean, we ain't playing with y'all motherfuckers.
There's no points involved.
None.
Not a game.
Nope, but we're going to read some reviews.
But if you want to play along at home or in your car.
Yeah, do you have Amazon?
You can, you know, play along with us.
Yeah, if you want.
First one is a purple drink.
Purple drink premium grape relaxation syrup.
And this is for a 2 ounce bottle.
2 ounce bottle here. And how much we got here? What's the cost on
this? It's $12.99 and there's free shipping. 2 ounces for $12.99. What exactly is this stuff?
Well,
Purple drink.
Well, see, back in the day, and not really all that far back, it was a couple years ago, people started drinking this stuff called purple drink, and it was basically like cough syrup and like fucking purple Kool-Aid powder mixed together, and you just get all fucked up from it.
So you just drink the whole bottle and you're kerplashed.
Yeah, it's kind of like date rape in a drug, but I don't, or in a bottle, like a 2 ounce bottle, but I don't know if this stuff holds up to the illicit version.
Okay.
This is the one you can buy on Amazon.
Now, do you think there's reviews for it?
Yes, there's absolutely reviews. That's the whole point of this. So let's see what one Amazon customer thought.
This one Amazon customer thought, tastes good. Okay.
All right. Well, tell me, is it going to fuck me up?
He was He was judging it by the flavor.
Let's go with the 5-star one that says definitely recommended.
Okay. This is way better than the other stuff. Sinks to the bottom like real lean. What the fuck? I think this guy drank a bottle of purple drink before he wrote this.
Yep.
Sinks to the bottom like real lean and tastes just like the real thing. Also, you get a very good amount for the price tag. Overall, this is a great product, and I hope they keep it forever. 5 out of 5, definitely buy.
Oh, man.
That
dude,
guy loves purple drink.
What was... All right.
I didn't realize how lean purple drink was.
This Amazon customer thought it was only 1 star, and they refer to it as Bunko. Okay, so we kind of have mixed reviews. Some of these people
The first one says, first off, tastes like A1.
It's very thick.
The other guy said it was lean. This guy says it's thick like A1 steak sauce.
It hits the bottom. Mixed in with... Oh, they put it in soda.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we should have read the directions on this stuff. Does it tell you how to operate this fucking drink?
Does it have that? Let me see.
Questions and answers.
How long till it kicks in? An hour, but it's not that strong.
Oh, by J-Ro-G.
And if you put it on your steak, it makes it taste real good.
Okay. Is it thick and close to the real thing? I hope it's not like Kool-Aid color. It's the real thing.
It's real.
Everything.
All right, what's next? That was purple drink.
Okay, there it is. Down.
I really feel like at this point I should play the theme song again.
Okay.
Give me, what's the next one?
Well, just scroll down. It's there.
Oh, it's down there?
Yeah.
Okay. Just let the song breathe.
come listen up. The reviews are in. We're going
I mean,
to
this really does sound
you.
Like you. Oh, we already went over that. It is you. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Shit and all spittle. Come on down now. The reviews are in.
This next one. This next one is called Coco Loco Infused Raw Cacao Snuff.
Cacao.
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 No tobacco, no nicotine. So what are we putting up our noses
it's
here?
It's a stimulant.
It's snuff, so you sniff it, right?
Yeah, you sniff it. One of the reviews says, it feels like an instant energy drink, maybe. This maybe. Is my honest to God opinion on Coco Loco. I just received this in the mail today. I was pretty excited to see what the news was talking about, like, because everybody talks about it, you know. You know, everyone in Europe is going crazy for this. Chuck Schumer, this is still the review I'm reading. I'm not fucking around. Chuck Schumer
That's
was even.
Senator Chuck Schumer.
I know, was even worried about kids turning to drugs afterwards. Parents worried about their kids becoming fiends. The works. So curiosity got the best of me. I ordered some. From when it came this morning to right now, I've been doing it steadily. We're talking hours. I wanted to do an honest review. 6 hours later, I feel, well, pretty normal. My nose doesn't feel abused. My mind feels a little bit elevated and dizzy. Maybe I could describe it as energy drinking. This is legal and will remain legal. What should be illegal is the price. Will I definitely get it again? No, probably not.
So this guy drank it.
No, he sniffed it.
Oh, he sniffed it. Okay.
Yeah.
This guy says, so what's it got to do? Well, sniff cocoa, I guess. And I'm not going to lie, I feel a bit high. I don't know how much. What the fuck is this stuff?
It's a sniffable cacao.
A sniffable cacao.
Yeah, it's not cocaine. It's literally like little chocolate powder.
Oh, so they're sniffing chocolate.
How much is this? This is like fucking, what is
this?
This
is $24.99.
$24.99.
Twice the price of purple drink.
Well, I mean, how much is cocaine?
I mean, this is just a box of chocolate.
Basically.
Powdered chocolate.
Literally, Jonathan Carroza gave it 3 stars. He said, well, it's not cocaine. This guy said, 1 star, dumb and offensively priced.
So that guy's reasoning was it's okay because it's not cocaine.
Yes.
It's good to sniff.
It was wishful thinking that this was going to be an easier to snort than plain cocoa powder. The container's the same shape and size as a tiny jar of Carmex lip balm. I can't imagine the cost more than $2 to create, so the $25 price was just an example of American greed.
So it sounds like this guy's previous experience snorting cocoa powder.
Well, he goes on to say, it does not snort easily. I was coughing and choking on it. Let's just say other snuff is not like that at all.
That's because it's chocolate.
Well, you can buy pure cocoa powder for about $3 and get 100 times more, and it snorts the same. As for caffeine, it's just like energy drinks.
Oh,
so,
man.
There's no euphoria. There's nothing like that's going to make you, make a Lamborg and then light it on fire or anything.
Coco Loco. What's next?
And the final one that I thought of was just type in whipped cream cartridges.
All right, I'm typing these into Amazon as we speak. Whipped cream
cartridges.
There it is. I'm going to click on it. So we're going to read the reviews for whipped cream.
Yeah. And now, basically, whipped cream
Whippets.
Cartridges, no, they're, well, okay, they can be used at that. That's the whole point of this.
Okay.
But really, what's going on here is they sell them.
Yeah.
Online.
Yep.
Now, it has a very specific use, but people, you know, they huff this shit.
That's what I've heard.
Yep. They use one of those white people, those crackers. And then they get it out, and then they put it in them.
That's what it's called, a white person. A cracker.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. So do we want to go in here and start reading these reviews?
I'm a self-loathing white person. I'm sorry.
Let's click on there's 687 reviews
for
these. And I'm going to guess most of these are people who sniff this stuff.
I don't know if you could sniff it.
Cream chargers. Where's the reviews at?
Well, you have to click on one specifically. You did. Okay, good.
Yeah, I did.
Keep going. That's product details.
Oh, wait a minute. There they are. It's way down the page.
Yeah, because there's a lot of information. Now, here's the deal with it. I mean, if you use these, you can actually whip cream. But people apparently have been abusing these by some of these reviews that we're going to read.
Okay. This one says, right on the money, my wife is smiling from ear to ear. She loves her whipped cream.
So
apparently they're using it for the intended purpose.
No way. They're definitely not. They are so fucking high when they're writing this. They're like, what?
There should be a wink, wink at the end of that sentence.
There is.
She loves her whipped cream, wink, wink.
I bought these to work with the whipped cream dispenser and have made whipped cream, but it works great, I do have to say. The packaging is, it's terrible.
Now, we haven't come across anybody who's huffing this stuff.
Okay, so then here's what you do.
Okay.
Two out of three will send you to a new dimension.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
By Mike Hunt. Whoa.
Two or three of these will send you to a new dimension. They must be good.
The right tool for the job. These work.
These work better than the ones at the smoke shop. You know, the places where they repeatedly ask you how many balloons you want with them, no matter how many times you say, no, really, I'm making whipped cream. Oh, so this person's being accused of someone who huffs whippets, but they're really trying to make whipped cream. Why are you buying whipped cream stuff at the smoke shop? You're going to make whipped cream? You're buying it from the smoke shop. I'd go to the grocery store.
Yeah, they don't sell them at the grocery store.
Oh, they don't?
No, because...
Oh, well, how else are you supposed to make whipped cream?
With your hand? You buy it in a can. They make it.
Apparently, you are supposed to make it with your hand. Okay, so I don't know how this stuff assists in making whipped cream, nor do I want to know. What's next?
That's all I have.
That's all you have? How about we read some reviews for other things?
Okay, like what?
Do they have dildos?
Yes.
Let's look up some dildos. There's an anal vibrator.
Yeah, they do. It's $18.99.
There's no reviews. Nobody. We should.
What about that? The mask, big dick.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Penis mask. It's got. Oh, jeez. 64 reviews for the penis mask.
And now this is $30, people.
This is something you stick on your head that looks like a dick. Very lifelike, as usual with these types of things. It was smaller than pictured. That's always a problem when it's smaller.
Hard to resist.
Baduncha.
Yeah, baduncha.
I gave this as a gag gift. Pun not. This guy's full of puns. Pun not intended. There's three puns.
This is a gag gift.
There's been three puns so far, and they just... Pun not intended. And the person who received it actually found it too realistic and promptly refused to be anywhere near it. I wish that returns were available because I don't have a personal use for it. Well, no shit. Who does? Who does?
I don't know.
That's just silly.
Oh, they could be porn troopers. We can get a whole bunch of them.
Wore this to work on Halloween last year. I thought it was funny. Boss was angry. Well, yeah, he threatened to fire me. I told him to eat this while pointing to the mat. He proceeded to fire me. Greatest last day of work ever. Thank you to the junk mask. That was great. This guy got fired. This is bold alligator.
Now, this is Amazon, people. This place is crazy. You can get anything you want. You can get probably underwear with tacos on them.
Apparently, this is too real looking. A lot of people are saying that. So I'm a vigilante crime fighter, and I'm involved in a lot of vigorous activities. I wanted my identity to be secret so I could live my normal life. This is a real fucking review.
Yeah, it is.
So I could live my normal life without the hassle of being recognized. This mask has done wonders for me in that regard. However, after chasing a bad guy, being in a fight, tying them up, and fleeing the scene right before the police arrive, I find it inhibits my ability to catch my breath. Another side effect is it's difficult for me to sell pictures of myself as glands man to the local newspaper for which I work. This is the greatest review ever. My boss loves the action shots, but for obvious reasons can't post them in the press. Aside from that, this is a great mask. I think we should end on that note.
Yeah, it says difficult to breathe in.
He's a crime fighter. Clayton Staub is his name.
Oh, Clayton.
Oh, bravo.
Oh,
yeah, I'll clap for that.
Oh shit!
Clayton, stop, you funny bastard! You. That was here. I'll play the theme. Hold on. Theme song once more, because it's only 30 seconds long. And we're dying for time.
Oh, dead.
Come listen up.
It really sounds like you.
We're going to say them to you.
It's me. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I'll play them and I'll fiddle and I'll shit and I'll spittle. Come on down now.
The reviews are in.
Yeah, the reviews are in.
And now we're out. James Yomi, like a bunch of Coco Loco.
We're going on break. Listen to this song here. Stop it.
Seriously?
I cannot stop this. I feel terrible.
I wonder if we got affected by the fucking sweater virus.
Bill Cosby got us again.
Didn't the guy from Linkin Park just die?
No.
Oh.
No, he's fine.
I'm thinking of Creed.
Chuck Bennington.
This is really fast. This is really fucking broken.
I like it.
Your record player is fucked.
That song's so much shorter that way.
Oh, that was. Thank God for that.
How did that happen?
Got stuck. Some orange marmalade in the fucking in the play button. It's on dub.
Yeah, that's how it happened.
I was auto-dubbing my tape off my record player. I'm bringing everything into cassette now.
Oh, all right. Let's pause a second. Moment of silence. Calm down. Get back into the swing of things. Okay. Okay.
All right. Moment for Chuck.
All right. So this is our last segment of the day, thank God. And we got two things we're going to do, actually. Right, Josh? Ooh-ah.
Yeah, we're going to squeeze them in.
Josh Ooh-ah Brian came prepared today. We got the dressings thing we're going to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about some new dressings that we've come up with, or that we actually found.
Yeah.
On Amazon. These were the best dressings off of Amazon, and we talked earlier about new sponsors we're going to.
Right, we're basically poor.
Yeah,
we've been trying to do some advertising, not locally, mind you, and not really either, because we're broke.
Yeah, so completely broke.
What we're trying to do now is send out these little jingles that we have pre-made, and we send them out on little USB sticks to various businesses around the area.
Our favorite businesses.
Yes, of course, because. Yeah. Now, some of these businesses are failing, so we're trying to help them out. Maybe, a new jingle might, bring in more business. So,
and some are completely out of business.
Yes.
They are not open no more.
We're trying to bring them back.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. we got the reviews back on them from these people, from these businesses, and we got rejection letters. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the jingle we sent them. Okay, and we hope you like them because
we worked hard on them.
Right, and we want you to change the minds of these management people that are deciding whether or not our jingles are used for their commercials.
Because quite frankly, we are geniuses.
I mean,
it's obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
What's the first one we're doing here? Abdos?
Yes. Abdos is a furniture store.
Yeah.
Or it was. I don't know. Over in Port Carbon.
No, people who don't live around here are not going to get
it's
this.
It's a Schuylkill County reference, and we're the Skooks of Hazzard, so I'm allowed to talk about
local business. No, I'm just explaining for the people that don't live around here this is a business that's local to us in Schuylkill County.
They sell furniture.
They used to.
And they had a wonderful fucking jingle that would get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
All the time. Well, I'm not going to repeat it because, hey, that ain't my shit.
Well, that's in the past. This is the future.
Right.
This is the future of Abdos.
Now, let's hear the Abdos.
Okay,
one.
Here it is.
Abdos!
Oh, that's terrible.
What do you mean terrible?
I forgot what it sounded like. So I'll read the review, or, yeah, well, I guess it's the rejection letter,
it
right?
It is a rejection letter.
It's a rejection letter.
Now, we got this in the mail. They took the time to, you know, write us a real letter.
Mail it.
Put postage on it, yep. Mail it, you know?
Yes.
They used a forever stamp.
I mean, it can't hurt to play the jingle one more time. It's only like 4 seconds.
Abdos!
Okay, so Abdos sent us a rejection letter. Says, Dear Skooks of Hazard, thank you for your recent submission. We cannot legally accept your jingle. If I may comment on it, it was not very long. Typically, our commercials are 30 seconds long. Other criticisms include, and they're bullet pointed, 1, did not mention the location. 2, failed to promote sales and discounts. 3, scared the shit out of my family, the Port Carbon Abdos. 4, no music. Well, there kind of was. It was like some... what do you call them things you hit? Timbales? What are they called?
Yeah, timbales. Kettle drum.
And a kettle drum, a Jamaican kettle drum.
Uh-huh.
And 5, we prefer...
Gong. That's gong. What it is.
And the dun-dun-dun. That was the piano or something.
Maybe.
There's music in there. 5, we prefer anything other than satanic themes. That wasn't very satanic. Good luck in the future advertising. Love, Spencer Abdo. Is that his name?
I guess.
He's the CEO of Abdos?
Yes.
What was the next one we did?
Again,
another one that went out of business. And
we're trying to bring it back. This one was located in Tamaqua.
Yeah.
But some unfortunate events happened, and now they're no longer allowed to sell their product. Go ahead. Tell us the product.
It's the chili dog, and here is the...
Motherfucking chili dog.
Okay. That one has foul language in it.
Oh, you also got a rejection letter.
Yeah, we got rejection letters for all of them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, the chili dog writes, Eric and Josh, at no time did we ever ask you to make an advertising jingle for us. Firstly, we are no longer open. Secondly, what you sent us was absolutely terrible. And even if we are open, we would never use that to advertise our business. You say chili dog once really loud, and that was it. We sell hot dogs here, sir. Good. Clean hot dogs. Unlike that trash of a jingle you sent us. Love the chili dog. Well, you don't know shit.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
they
maybe,
sell good, clean hot
maybe
dogs.
Maybe we'll get them next time. Now, I also made one for one of my favorite department stores.
Yeah.
Because I know they were kind of failing a little bit, and
yep.
I wanted to see if I could boost their sales. Because honestly, people,
yep.
I had one of the products I purchased was yep. It was a threesome of river tubes, and I had them up until last year. 7 years, I have these $51.
Yep,
for the set of three.
And this business is
Kmart.
That's where I get all my tuxedos from.
So, all right.
Here's their reject. Oh, I got to play the thing first.
Yeah, why don't you play the jingle
this
I made
the
for
jingle.
Them?
Now, this is a little different. The first two were sort of identical.
Yeah.
Now, this one's a little different. Okay, so here we go. Kmart. Well, that had some cool music in it. I mean, it was pretty
I stepped
to
it
the
up.
Point.
Yeah, I learned from my first rejection letter
yeah.
that you must have a little music in it.
Yeah, well, let's hear it one more time.
Kmart.
That's pretty badass if you ask me.
Yeah.
This says, to whom it may concern, we here at Kmart management team feel your jingle wasted. I'm sorry. We here at Kmart management team feel your jingle was terrible. You may not have heard, but we are down to like 2 stores nationwide. And honestly, if we used your jingle, we would be out of business in a week's time. However, thank you for my new ringtone. Regards, Kenneth Mart, faux CEO of Kmart Municipal Waste. And he signed it. Nice little signature there. Kenneth Mart. I guess that's where they get Kmart from. Well, that's good to know. I found out what CVS meant, actually, speaking of last week. It's convenience, service, and value. You like that?
Wait, value and service?
Yeah, whatever. It's
That was CSV.
Right. It's a different store. I have a jingle for them.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's a CVS. Convenience, value, and standards.
Okay.
That's a little tidbit from last week's show. Here's our next one.
Oh, you did one more, right?
That's right. Yeah, well, I didn't do it. We did it. We're a team.
Yeah.
So this one is for KY Jelly.
Okay, let's hear your...
KY Jelly.
Very similar to Kmart. So, you know, we thought that was a great template to use, so we made a couple of them.
Right, exactly.
So here's the letter we got.
You don't just throw out one line when you're a commercial fisherman.
Sure.
You throw out a whole net.
A whole net.
Of the same thing.
Yes. So here's the letter we got.
All right. Josh, Ooh, and Eric, we love it. When we think of well-lubricated butt sex, they think of KY Jelly. And when people think of brilliant infections, breathtaking, and beautiful jingles, they will think of you. God bless you, KY Jelly.
They loved it.
Makers of KY Peanut Butter.
They loved our jingle. I think we have something in the works here.
I do think so, too.
When I think of butt sex, I do think of KY Jelly.
Now, we have, like, a fucking sponsor.
Yeah.
Possibly.
It's brilliant infectious. not infections, Josh. You said brilliant infections. It's brilliant, comma, infectious.
I mean, we'll go to
breathtaking
the tape later.
And beautiful jingles.
Yes, I know how to read.
Okay. We have one more segment to do, don't we?
Yeah.
Because that one was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, we had a good time.
So what's the next one?
All right, the next one. All right, it came to me when I was...
We didn't make a jingle for this.
We don't need a jingle. This is like a
one-time... Let's sing one. Ready? It's dressings of the world, right?
Yeah, it's...
Ready? One, two, three. Dressings of the world. Dressings of the world. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it came to me. I've been eating a lot of, salad dressing lately.
Yeah.
Not so much salad, but the dressing I just love. So
yeah. Can't get enough.
I look in my refrigerator, and I notice that a couple kind that I have is, Italian and French.
Yep.
But then I got to thinking, there's not a whole lot of... other dressings that, come from specific countries.
Yeah.
So, here's a list of basically all of the countries that should probably not have their own dressing.
Yeah.
Their slogans and what ingredients are in them.
Yeah.
That makes them.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
This also not a game.
It's definitely not a game because we ain't playing with y'all motherfuckers.
And some of these, I actually went online, did some research and got the company slogan.
Yeah.
So for these dressings.
Yep, these made up
some
dressings.
Some of these have their own slogans.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to be fun.
Okay.
Go ahead. What do you want to start with?
Do you have the slogans over there?
I have a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with the American.
The American, I do not have a slogan for that one.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Well, they don't sell American dressing in America. They only sell it over in England and Russia. It's dude. Called.
Dude, do you hear that fucking truck outside?
Yeah, it's backing up.
We should not have built a podcast studio next to a garbage dump.
Nope, never.
In hindsight, it was a bad move.
Well, we had a lot of hope for this dump.
I don't know if you people can hear that out there. Hold on. It's gone.
It's gone. Thank, all right. Thank
again, geez. I don't have a theme for the American dressing. What are the ingredients in it?
Well, it's Budweiser and coal dust.
Budweiser and coal dust.
And ranch dressing.
Is it anthracite coal?
Yes.
Ah, well, there it's USA, yes. USA.
USA, American. Hidden Valley American.
America.
It's called over in England.
Yeah.
Because it really is ranch. I guess that would be the most American dressing you can think of.
Sure.
down on the ranch, we have all kinds of stuff that won't ever wash out with hot water.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is sticking to the insides of you.
It's bad
That's
stuff.
Real American shit.
That
you know?
Is real American.
It's mostly corn syrup, high fructose.
Right.
And next we have Jamaican dressing.
Oh, Jamaican dressing. That one I did find a company slogan for, if I could spit that sentence out.
Okay.
That's how the slogan.
It's reefer-infused rum oil and dreadlock clippings.
There's dreadlock clippings in it, so
yes.
It's a crunchy dressing.
Yes, it's delicious. Okay. What's the slogan for that one?
Oh, here. I'll give that to you. You read the slogan.
Okay.
Found that on the internet.
Jamaican dressing. Tastes like weed. Lord of mercy.
It's right to the point.
Absolutely.
I think they make it near the beach.
Right near the beach.
Right near the beach.
Now, you know, people are looking for holy dressings. So the Vatican.
Oh, I heard about
that. The Vatican came out with one that's, you know, young boy semen and baptismal water mostly.
Yes. Which really fits their slogan
yes.
that they have.
You would think they would have one more for the Holy Trinity,
you
but nope, they stopped with two.
And here's their company slogan.
Okay, Vatican dressing. It's sinfully delicious, like little boys' butts.
That's terrible.
Absolutely.
What's next?
How about North Korean dressing?
Oh, I don't have one for that.
Well, I will tell you this.
I don't want to anger them.
There's lots of plutonium flakes and sanctioned assets.
Oh, my God. That's North Korean dressing.
I see you, BM, real soon.
Jesus Christ. What's the next one?
I got Pompeian.
Oh, yep. We got one for Pompeii.
Okay, that one's basically hot lava and ash. Lots of it. And liquefied flesh.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Pompeian dressing.
Yep, Pompeian
dressing.
This
is their
dressing.
Company slogan.
All right, Pompeian dressing. Just as we were buried under volcanic ash, so too will your mouth be buried in a volcanic ash of flavor. Oh, shit,
well,
dude.
It's, you know.
Now, do you have one for Canadian?
I do.
Really?
I found the Canadian dressing company's company slogan.
It's basically maple syrup and a boot.
Okay.
Canadian dressing, the nicest dressing you'll ever use, eh?
So it's Canadian.
Maple syrup and a boot.
And a boot.
What about Mexican?
And a maple leaf. Mexican, yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I sure do.
It turns out I can't find the actual ingredients because it's illegal in this
okay.
country.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
Mexican dressing, like we say in Mexico, CC.
That doesn't even have anything to do with dressing. Now, come on.
All right, what about
CC.
What about Brazilian?
Brazilian, I did not come up with it.
Okay, well, this one is basically pubes from your butthole in hot wax in a bottle.
Yeah. Yes.
You get the old Brazilian dressing.
Oh, shit. This is great.
Do you have one for Turkish?
Oh, I definitely do.
Okay. Well, Turkish dressing comes with gravy, cranberry sauce, sweet potato mash, and tryptophan.
Yeah, it's from Turkey.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's Turkey.
Turkey. The fuck do you think it tastes like?
Probably turkey. Their company slogan is the fuck you think it tastes like.
It tastes like Thanksgiving.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
Do you have Syrian?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Well, then I don't want to read this one. It's basically
probably
sarin
bad.
Gas, mortar smoke, and the blood of civilians.
Oh,
sad.
Oh.
All right.
Why'd you have to do it?
What about Native American dressing?
Oh, no. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot
pole. Well, that's
pole.
Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of tears.
Tears,
and
yeah.
The last buffalo sauce.
Right, and smallpox blankets. Oh, God. What happened to our show? What else you got?
I got...
Oh, here. Well, you know what? I did find a couple. I know we don't have ingredients for these,
what
but
about
I...
Scandinavian?
Well, we'll get to Scandinavian.
Okay.
Here's a... This one I found. I found that dressing on the internet.
Okay, this is a Muslim woman dressing. We're always dressed. Always.
Because they're always head to toe.
Yeah, it's got a nice hip jab flavor.
They're covered in fabric.
Mm-hmm.
So they're dressed.
What about Scandinavian?
Well, don't you want to know about Cambodian dressing first?
Yeah, I know what the things are for this one.
Here.
It's... Cambodian has...
Did you have one for
yeah,
Cam- Oh.
Polluted water, malaria, and one grain of rice.
Okay. In every bottle.
Dribble some of this on your appendix sandwich.
That's their slogan.
Yep.
Okay, here's a Scandinavian one since you want to talk about it so badly.
Okay, this here. One was basically just fish oil and the blood of your enemies.
Yeah.
Eat our dressing or we'll beat you in the head with a big club. Scandinavian.
Yeah, the Vikings.
Yep.
they're aggressive.
Oh, shit.
What else you got?
I'm pretty much...
Well, here, there's... I also saw there was an Italian... A new Italian dressing. This is a new Italian dressing because they didn't feel like the old Italian dressing tasted like Italian. So here.
The new Italian dressing tastes just like real Italian men now.
I'm not sure I want to put any of that on my salad.
Not on your salad, anyway. Maybe on your mouth.
Do you want to do any more show, or should we wrap it up?
I'm going to wrap it up with this one last one. Amsterdam Dutch. Red light hooker pussy juice and honey oil. Experience the flavor of trash.
Oh, my God. All right, everybody. That's the show. We're done. We're out of here.
51.
51. Look for 52 next time, because that's the next one coming.
Yeah.
Yes. That's it. We're out. See ya.
The Skooks of Hatchery Show. The Skooks of Hatchery Show.